I don't call people at 3 a.m. just to chop it up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'll murder someone at 3 a.m. if I'm calling you.
Wow.
That's not. That's
you
not.
You know what I'm saying? It was very much just like, yeah. I was so confused. Because at first, like I said, at first she was like, is this who am I? Like, you don't sound the same. I'm like, dude, I haven't talked to you since high school. Of course you don't. Like, of course I don't sound the same, bro. Like, I'd be mad if I sounded like me from 18. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, what's up? It's Josh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, how you doing? It's Josh. Like, no. Like, no. No.
Now he like, what's up, Mike? It's Josh Chapman.
What's going on, bro?
Welcome back, y'all, to the It's Just Joe's podcast. Shout out to all my Moderna mommies, Pfizer Princess, and Johnson Johns. You already know what time it is.
You're an idiot.
You might as well keep going. Go ahead.
You're an idiot.
I only did that shit because it's not recorded. I'm waiting
on it.
It's definitely recorded.
Oh, shit. No!
We got, caught you in 4K. Caught you in 4K.
I'm being in court, nigga. That ain't...
That's I'm ready me, when sir. You want. That's not me. So this ain't
what
you?
What you mean ready? No, you did the intro. You might as well do the intro now.
Nah, bro. You do...
go ahead. Since you big and bad, since you got your degree and you know everything...
welcome. I don't let everybody games like that. Go ahead, bro.
Whatever, Jesse. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you. It should have been you and not Kobe, damn it. welcome to another episode of the It's Just Shows podcast. My name is Joshua Chavin, aka Slim Balor, aka Baby Giannis, aka Mr. Take Your Girl in Front of Your Face. I'm here with my co-host as always. First, Jesse Pink.
What's up, y'all?
AKA Dolomite, AKA Baby Samojo, AKA Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Next is Derek Small.
Shout out all my Pfizer poppies.
AKA D Smalls, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA Damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to D Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. And to Dre for the intro music. We have a very interesting podcast coming up. But before we get to that, gentlemen, how are you feeling tonight?
Doing good, bro. Doing good.
Pretty good, dog. Pretty good.
That's good. That's good. So, yes, let's jump into it. This podcast is called, as you see, Give Me the Truth. It is based around the idea that all three of us are going to tell some form of story. It could be weird. It could be funny, whatever, but it's either 100% true or 100% false. And the other two of us have to listen to the story. We can ask questions after the end of the story, and then they're going to guess. And the person that tells the story is either going to tell it whether it's true or false, and then we'll sort of go from there. It's going to be a bit of a shorter episode, you guys, thankfully, because, you know, we've had some long episodes with the back-to-back wrestling joints and the States one. So we're going to try to keep this a little brief, keep it funky for you guys. But yeah, that's what we're going for today. So who wants to start?
Go ahead, Derek. What you got for us today?
Damn, niggas just threw the ball to me. I ain't even want that bitch. I'm a role player. All right.
That's why you'll never be a starter. You got to be what your name's called. See?
All right.
I can't score for shit, but I'm going to still answer the call.
I'll go. All right, so I'm throwing this story back a little bit. This is a story from, should I even give background since you're trying to tell the truth? Probably not. No. Okay. So back in my Mizzou days, you know, I like to drink a little bit, you know, get a little tea, you know what I'm saying? And this was actually a story that didn't necessarily happen at Mizzou, but it was still, you know, when I was within college. So basically I was on a trip to go see one of my friends from high school. I was with, like, you know, Phil, Cash, you know, to my HF friends from back home. And we finally pull up to the guy's, you know, place and everything. He goes to school, used to go to school in Wisconsin, still lives there, but he went to the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, I think is how you pronounce the town. And, you know, we had been drinking on the way there a lot, actually. And basically we get to the parking lot of this guy's apartment complex, you know what I'm saying? And me being drunk, and Phil was the one driving, because, you know, Phil, I don't know if you all have ever seen Phil's car, like when we've had our hangouts, but
Shit busted up. I seen it.
Phil's got two in the front, obviously, and then three and three, right? So it fits a lot of people. So we had all, you know, been driving up there and everything. And then when we get there, basically, we, you know, we all just fucking around and shit. And I'm like, I bet you, like, we tried to do, like, a, what do they call it? I forget. It's not rodeo. It is rodeo. Yeah, like, where they ride the bulls and stuff. So I had tried to basically do that, but we did it, like, with the car. So I told my friend, like, I bet you I can, like, stay on this car long enough, like, without falling off or whatever. If you start doing donuts in this bitch, like, I bet I stay on for a decent little minute. So, you know, Phil starts literally doing donuts in the parking lot, and he's going, but the car is going kind of fast. And I'm on there for like at least 30 seconds. You know, I'm not falling off, so I'm thinking I'm the shit or whatever. And then we get to about 45 seconds. Bro, why I fly off that bitch and start rolling on the ground. And I'm literally just like, I'm scraping my hands, scrape my elbows, my arms, like literally all that shit. I just fly off the car or whatever. And then we eventually get into my friend's house, and, you know, I gotta obviously, like, clean myself up and shit, but pretty short, you know, to the point, just me being a dumbass, you know.
I have a couple of questions.
I do as well.
One, did you have your jean jacket on? Because jean jacket Derek, it's a different Derek. So was there?
I like to think that I'm D Smalls when I pull out my preacher jean jacket, my youth pastor.
Exactly.
So yeah, I did indeed have on the jean jacket that day. I did.
Okay.
You know, that's the fit. You throw that on with a hoodie, you know, that's the fit. So, you know.
So the jean jacket was on, mm-hmm. but you still scraped up your elbows and your hands, but the jacket stayed fine.
Well, I mean, I did it like a couple times.
Okay.
Did you also have any dark
liquor? It's a road trip, too. You have to think it's a road trip. So him saying that I have it on, that doesn't include the actual incident. Like, it could be, he could have meant like on the way there in the car. Okay. You know, I did indeed have the jacket on when it came off versus when I put it back on, you know. You have to think about that as well. So,
right.
I did have it with me, to answer your question. I did have it with me.
Did you also have dark liquor in your system?
I don't drink light for real, so yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm calling cap. I'm going to say it. I'm calling cap on this. I don't think Derek would do shit like that. I just don't see it.
Josh has seen videos of me drunk. I think it's doable. It's believable.
Okay.
Josh has seen footage of me from my freshman year.
I have one more question. So you get in and you have to clean yourself up. How do you make sure that you are not bleeding for the rest of the night? Because you said your arms and your hands are all scraped up. Like, what are you putting on yourself?
What do you mean?
Okay, so like, you're all
like
of this,
you like, do. Obviously, you do like rubbing alcohol and stuff.
Alcohol, but like, what else? Like, that's to you know, kill all the bacteria and stuff. But you're still gonna bleed. So, like, what did you, like, did you just do, like, hella Band-Aids? Like,
I mean, you, of course, do, like you said, you do the rubbing alcohol and stuff, but then you bandage yourself up. Like, I don't get the question.
But I'm saying, with what, though? Like, what did you put on?
The bandages.
So you just tacked on a whole bunch of bandages up in
there. Right. Did you have, a little bandage? How big was the scar? How big was the gauge? Like, did you have to wrap it up? Did you have to go to the ER?
No, I mean, like, they're scars that you could, like, obviously handle, like, at a home. I mean, if I had to go to the hospital, I'd have went to the hospital.
So you're saying that's hard.
I'm calling bullshit on that. I'm calling bullshit.
Right. That's why I was, okay. Yeah, it's bullshit.
Here's why.
It's cap.
If you scraped up your entire, like, hand, you need, like, a gauze. Like, you need, like,
exactly. That sort of thing.
To make sure that your arm isn't just bleeding. Like, even if you get past a tough jean jacket, that means that the jean jacket would have been scraped up, your arm is going to get scraped up, and you need something big enough to handle the entire arm. Whereas if you just put a whole bunch of, like, band-aids, that's not going to stick for the rest of the night. I'm calling bullshit on that.
Exactly. I'm calling bullshit on it. And, like, you're telling me that the jean jacket was fine, but you weren't?
Well, like I had told you, like, you asked me, did I have it on? Like, you didn't say that I have it on during the incident or, like, whatever. Like, you never specified, so.
But you also never specified in your story that you, A, had a jean jacket on, and, B, you took it off. So now I don't even know if you really did have a jean jacket on. I don't know. I don't know, man. Looking kind of fishy for you, Mr. Smalls. Hey, look, listen. I'm in a real good mood tonight, so I'm gonna just let you know this. If you confess now, we'll cut it short to 3 years. All right, you know, it'll be clean.
No, man, that's bullshit. He needs to go away for life with the fucking shit that he did, bro.
Hey, man.
No.
Calm down.
He's a monster.
Calm down. Hey, man. You know, you get 3 years. Half of those 3 years is just, you know, rehab. You know, all you gotta do is just confess, man. Just give me the truth.
There were seven children, Jesse.
Oh, so is this the moment where I tell you whether it's true or false?
Yeah.
It's a lie.
I know it's a lie, Jesus.
But listen. True story of that specific thing happening. It just didn't happen to me. That is, in fact, a true story of someone, like, hanging on to somebody's car.
Someone did that, but it wasn't you.
Guess who it was?
See, this is the thing. Okay, I mean it like this. I don't mean it in no bad way. Derek being some wild shit. Derek, what I mean by that, he doesn't directly be the main character. He be the one like, oh shit, that did happen. Like, he be the one to live to tell the tale.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, actually.
The moment you said that jean jacket was on, but it was still intact, I was like, oh, no, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit. That's bull.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that happened to
redacted.
They went up to see my friend.
Shout out to my twin.
Like I said, my friend Gary, he used to go to UW Eau Claire, and they had went up there to go visit him for something, and then they told me
redacted
that did that dumb shit. Where he was hanging on to somebody's car and then he flew off and, like, fell on the parking lot and stuff. But yeah, that happened to
redacted,
not me. True story, just didn't happen to me. So.
All right. I'll go because I think we want to save the Jesse story for the last. Give ourselves as much time as possible to sort of parse through and see whether it's true or false. So. I actually had a different story planned for this week, but something really weird happened, so I'm going to tell that one. It was a couple days ago. I was asleep, and I got a phone call or FaceTime call at like 2-something in the morning from an unknown number. So I'm sleeping on the right side of my bed. My dresser is right next to it. That's where I keep my phone and all that kind of stuff. My phone's on vibrate, so it was just vibrating, going off. Woke up, I looked at it, and like I said, I don't have this number saved. I don't know who this person is. So I just let it ring, and it goes off. And so as soon as that doesn't go through, they call again. And at this point, I'm like, yo, who the fuck is calling me at like 2:15 in the morning, whatever, and just call me back to back. Like, what the hell is going on? So I just decline it, and you know, I'm going back to sleep. So before I can, like, you know, I press the decline button, and I'm just like, all right, that's really weird. And before the screen goes back to black, that number texted me and it's like, hey, this is blank. I'm not going to say their name because, you know, that might, but, you know, I'll tell you about that after after the story, after the fact. But it says, hey, this is blank. And I'm like, hey, is everything okay? They text me back, can you call me? Can you call me real quick? Now, mind you, I have not, they gave a name that was both, I know several people with this name, so I'm not exactly sure who this is. I can sort of take a guess because, like I said, it's unsaved. It's a Chicago area code and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just like, no, fuck you. Like, I'm going back to sleep. It's 2 a.m. Like, fuck all this. So I, you know, get up and use the bathroom. I leave my phone and I come back. And I'm trying to go back to sleep, and something in my spirit is like, no, like, let's see what this is just to, like, make sure that this person is okay, that they're not trying to, like, reach out on some, like, you know, very last minute stuff. And so I was like, oh, okay, like, you know, like, sorry, I'm going in out of sleep. Is everything, you know, is this, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so? They're like, no, this is, and they give me a different last name from who I thought it was. So I still know this person, but it's just like, okay, that's really, really random, really weird. So I ended up calling them back, and it's now about, you know, 2:30, 2:45, somewhere in that range. I'm not exactly sure. But so I call them back and they pick up and they're like, hey, like, what's up? And I'm like, are you good? Like, what's going on? They're like, man, your voice sounds like really like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, you know, I was just thinking about you heavy. Your voice sounds really different from the last time we talked, because I hadn't talked to this person in like 5 or 6 years. And I'm like, yeah, man, like, that's what, you know, being 18 versus being 24 would be like. And also, it's 2 something a.m. Like, my voice is deeper, like, kind of what it is. They're like, yeah, yeah, no doubt. So like, what's up with you? And I'm like, yo, man, like, I'm not trying to be like disrespectful or anything, but it's almost like 3 a.m. Like, can we do this whole, like, what have you been up to? Catch me up, like shit, at, like, a different time. Like, can we, like, I got shit to do tomorrow. I got work. They're like, yeah, you know, you did call me back. Okay, that's cool. Get off the phone, turn back on, like, my rain sounds, go to sleep. Get up the next morning. This person has not texted me, has not anything like that. I have not heard from this number since then. And in fact, I had to go to my phone and make sure and you know, go through my call log and all that kind of stuff and see that it was actually happened and not just like a fever dream. But yeah, someone wanted to catch up with me at like 2:30 a.m. a few days ago, like, very randomly, because I crossed their mind on some, like, some very random shit. So that's my story, and I will be taking questions now.
Now, it does sound believable, because Josh does have hoes, and Josh does have hoes that do, in fact, these crazy things. There's a particular person with a particular letter, initial of a letter, QRS blank. So I would think it would be them, but I'm not going to assume that. That's why I got so far. It could be true, given his track record with women. Derek?
I'm inclined to believe it, because, okay, so here's why I'm more 60-40 right now towards not believing it. I'm not going to lie. But the only reason I'm slightly inclined to is because I've even been talking to Josh, and like, certain people will like just call him out of the blue, and it'll be super random. Like, he'll hop back on with me and say like, yeah, such and such called me out of the blue. So that's the only reason why I'm slightly inclined. But then again, I know Josh, and Josh ain't like me where he'll stay up. I mean, yeah, the phone wakes you up, but like, I'm inclined to think that like, he not taking that call for real, for real. Like, he's just gonna go back to sleep. Like,
exactly.
Cause he's like, not the type of person to be up that late. No way. Like, it has to be something happening, some situation going on for him to be up at 2:30, 3 a.m. type of thing.
Well, here's the thing. He could be that up late because he could be watching wrestling, All Dev Digital, all that, right? It's more
that man goes to sleep at 10:30.
I mean,
he calls it beauty sleep, quote unquote.
I mean, like, he be having times where he can't sleep, and he be doing that shit. He's also told me he be doing that sometimes, watching wrestling, blah, 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 blah.
Till like, but 2?
I'm saying him being up that late, that part doesn't him being up that late or anything like that doesn't surprise me. It's more so him like picking up the phone and his and him not saying his reaction was, what the fuck? Because like after someone calls Josh like that, it's like, what the fuck? It has to be a good reason. It has to be a very good reason for it. I don't think, and I, like knowing Josh's patience at 2 something in the morning, I don't think Josh would have that much patience to be like, what the fuck is this?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
I don't think he would have that much patience, man.
His patience not finna be like, let me sit out here. However long the how long was the conversation?
It was not even 5 minutes, because I was very much like, what, like, is this an emergency? What do you need? Like, what's up? And they were on some like, no, like, what's going on with you? And I was like, bro, like, no, I'm not doing this shit.
I don't see that, bro.
So you said that it was somebody you knew, but you never specified, like, gender. Was it male or female?
It was a female.
So it was a female. Okay.
I'm thinking based on the voice, because this inflection went up a little bit, it was a woman. So.
So it was a woman. It was 2 something, whatever, in the morning. Chicago area code. Do I and Jesse, you didn't say name, obviously, but does one of us know the person or none of us know the person?
Oh, God, no.
So this person, wait. So this person hadn't even reached out to you in years, but we know one of us knows them?
Yeah.
I'm inclined to think that Jesse knows this person more than I do. And I feel like, yeah. I feel like Jesse definitely knows this.
Damn, this guy.
I don't know. Like, I don't know who Jesse's thinking of, to be honest with you.
But I just feel like naturally, based on the story, you said Chicago area code. Yeah. If the person hadn't reached out to you in years, it's not making my mind go towards anybody in Mizzou. Because years could mean like, and the fact that you said 18 also drew me in, because 18 would have meant like you were entering college type shit. So I'm inclined to think that it's somebody from like your earlier days before I even met you.
Damn, there's about 2 people I know who this could be. Fuck.
So, I don't know. Jesse, do you have any other questions? I don't know. I'm really inclined to think that this is false and Josh is just being the storyteller that he is. I'm really thinking this is false, honestly. I don't think it's true.
Just for controversial pick, I'm going to say true. I believe it's false, but I'm going to put true.
So you say it's false, Derek, and you say it's true, Justin?
Yeah. We gonna make a split decision.
Gentlemen, one of you is right. And the person that is right is Jesse. This actually happened this week. It was the most random shit ever. I was so confused.
Hey, D-Will, blur this out. Who was it? Because I think it's either...
Redacted.
Yeah, not even...
Redacted.
Because I still have both of those numbers saved. Right. It was the most bro. So like, I know. Right. Like, and it was on some like very much. That's why I'm like, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, what is this? And the reason I wasn't like, what the fuck, like one of you said, is because it was 3 a.m. at that point. I was just more so relieved. Okay, this is not an emergency. Like, I don't need to get up and do anything or whatever like that. And I can just go back to sleep. Like, I don't care. Like, if you want to catch up, cool. Don't do this at 3 a.m, bro. Like,
wait, she just wanted to catch up?
Dog, I swear. Right hand, like, I will show you.
She like, had to be drunk.
I don't know. I just know she was sitting in front of her, like, laptop or whatever. And was like, yeah, so, like, what's been going on with you? What's up with your world, man? Like, what's up? Like, I was like, dude, it's 3 a.m. on a Sunday.
It's either she wanted to fuck or...
But it was just like... But
it was lonely hours.
She doesn't know I'm home. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wouldn't know any of that. If she's like...
I know, but you just know... People just be... That's what I'm saying. Like, it makes no sense. Either it's some form of inebriation or it's... I don't know. That's weird. Or it's like you going... Yeah,
she might not have come across as being like inebriated, but I feel like it was a drunk dial.
Right, it could have been some form of inebriation.
I don't call people at 3 a.m. just to chop it up, like
you know what I'm saying.
Murder someone at 3 a.m. if I'm calling you.
Wow,
that's not. That's
you
not
know what I'm saying. It was very much just like, yeah. I was so confused because at first, like I said, at first she was like, "Is who am I? You know, is this who? Am I, like, you don't sound the same." I'm like, dude, I haven't talked to you since high school. Of course you don't. Like, of course I don't sound the same, bro. Like. I'd be mad if I sounded like me from 18. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, what's up? It's Josh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, how you doing? It's Josh. Like, no. Like, no. No.
Now he like, what's up, Mike? It's Josh Chapman.
What on, bro?
What a no bitch! Josh Chapman! Yo! Wow.
Yeah,
I would have never knew.
Yeah.
Man, life. Life. Life.
I still don't. And it's so weird because, like I said, there's no like text in the, like, hey, so when can we chop it up? Like, it was just like, this happened. And that's what legitimately why I had to check my phone to see if this actually happened or if this was just like a very realistic, like fever pitch dream.
Hey, you said it wasn't a wet dream. You said it wasn't a wet dream.
No, it wasn't mad. It was like, did I just like imagine this like very realistic scenario and just wake up in a sweat or something like that?
I will say dreams be very real. So like,
you know, like,
yeah, dreams do be very, very real. You ever dream that like somebody was trying to kill you? That'd be the realest shit ever. You literally wake up in sweats. Like, you literally be sweating hard as hell.
Oh no.
On some like real dark shit. I had a dream one time like my parents were trying to murder me. Like, it's real fucked up. You gonna watch see. It was really fucked up. Not funny. I couldn't look at my dad the same at breakfast. I was like, what you trying to get into? Like, you trying to fight? Like, what's up?
Hey, I'm about to put this in the chat so y'all can see that this is like not bullshit.
He made me put my guard up for a second.
Oh, this is some real
shit.
Big
Beasley, bro.
Hey, it is Big Beasley.
I told you.
Folks. Ooh, shit. That's kind of fucked up, bad. Oh.
Interesting.
My God.
Then again, Josh is the only dude who would have a woman do that to him at three.
The only man I know. The only Casanova I know, bro. The only.
Give it up for Mr. Hose, everybody. Give it up. Give it up.
Stop it. It ain't even that, bro. Stop it.
Look, this moment is so much bigger than me.
Guys, this is about connection with people and building bridges. This is more than just me. It's like, shut your ass up. It's like, shut the fuck up.
We have to activate the throat chakras.
Oh.
Only Josh.
The weirdest thing, though.
Only Josh Chapman, man.
Now you, Mr. The most exciting man on earth or whatever. Look, I feel like you should have been in that alcohol commercial, not that white man. It should have been you. The most interesting man on earth.
He once taught a fish to go fishing. He is. It's
like, I'm really not gonna know. Just because Jesse do be bullshitting and telling the truth, I really not gonna know what the fuck he's.
I'm telling y'all this right now. It really.
We'll see though.
I'm not throwing this off.
No, that doesn't work.
No, Jesse, no, because you do this all the time.
It happened.
No.
And then it'll be like, nah, I was just, he played mind games.
I'm not playing mind games right now. I'm legit like dead ass telling y'all. This is about like 2017. It was about 2017. I was hanging out with one of my bros from like way back when I went to Dawes Capitals Elementary. Cause like we had still like stayed in touch. Cause I had just moved like a couple blocks away from the school, like right off of 79th, but like whatever. But me and him knew a mutual bro off of 83rd and Colfax. And there was like a little party that we had. Well, a party that like the dude had. So it was like, okay, cool, whatever. So we had slid over there. It was about like what? Seven when we went over there. Now, 2017. That's not too far away from when Jesse was still transitioning. So Jesse still was hanging around semi with the wrong people. Can't really say these names in particular. If I say any names, D-Smalls, I would really like if you blurt them out. So
I can't do anything. I'm just a co-host. You said D Smalls.
My bad. I'm just my bad. D.
I can't do anything.
No, no. But D Will, if you seriously can, like, blur that out. So anyway, the only reason why I went with my boy is because, like, I heard that this shorty that I used to talk to, that went back, that went to Bogan, the neighborhood high school for dolls, Capitalist, was over there. I was still trying to talk to shorty, even though, you know, I had moved to where I was at, and I was at Lindblom. I had moved to Lindblom, and, you know, I couldn't, like, really talk to her and all that stuff. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then eventually, you know, went to DePaul, you know, doing my own little things, started doing my little workouts, feeling good about this, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I still was trying to keep tabs on her because we still were Facebook friends and all that other stuff, right? So I head over there with my boy. We offer 83rd and Koufax. It was a nice little kickback. We just sitting there bullshitting, you know, we smoking, we drinking, we doing whatever, right? Eventually I see shorty, like, you know, sitting like across the room, and, you know, she rolling up a little wood. I was like, oh, she like woods? Okay, cool. I like little woods too. Okay. And I'm not really a smoker. Like, I hate smoking. Edibles get me high fast. But at that time I was like, fuck it. I'm with these niggas. We gonna hotbox the bitch. So hotboxing gonna get me high a little bit faster. So whatever. But anyway, I'm still seeing shorty. She rolling up woods across from me. I'm like, okay, cool. This my move. I'm gonna go talk to her. Now, this is around the time where me and my ex, we kind of had like took our first break. I know, big ass rookie mistake, right? Took our first break. So we literally weren't talking like a couple of months in. So I was like, bro, I can do whatever. I'm gonna fuck this bitch. Whatever, right? So I see her. I walk over to her. I said, hey, you struggling a little bit with this wood. You need me to help you real quick? She said, she took this tongue, lather up this tongue, and licked the shit out of this wood. She said, do it look like I need help? First, I said, damn, baby, that wood finna be wet as shit. But then I was like, damn. I'm trying to see if you can be wet as shit. So I said, okay, cool, whatever. So I said, cool, whatever, right? You know, do her thing. And then she was like, do I know you? I'm trying to tell her, yeah, you know me. Remember, like, we went to elementary school together. You know, I know your brother. I know your big brother because, you know, your big brother went to the same elementary school. And, you know, I used to, like, you know, I used to, like, hoop with him a little bit. And she, like, still not ringing bells a little bit. But she's like, okay, you know. Not too many people know my brother. So, I mean, hey, if you do say, you know, him, then whatever. So I'm talking, trying to get to know her a little bit, you know, all this shit, this, that, and the third, right? Just trying to ease my way into it, you know, trying to feel myself with this, right? Not like, as I'm thinking I'm about to close the deal on this, seal the deal on this, I get a text from my boy that I went with the party with. He telling me, hey, bro, we gonna have to leave in a couple of minutes. I was like, why are we gonna have to leave in a couple of minutes? He was like, well, you gonna have to leave because I'm finna air this bitch out. And I paused for a minute and I was like, why? Like, why would you bring me here and you about to, like, why? I'm like, why are you doing this? D Will blur this part out. The reason why is because there was a couple of
redacted.
And 2 months prior to this party, a couple
redacted
that attended this party killed his brother. So he's just like, bro, I'm finna air this bitch out. And okay, D Smalls, you can come, D Will, you can come back into the, you can come back into it right now. So I'm sitting over here and he telling me, like, hey, buddy ass here. And I was like, oh, shit. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, bro, I gotta go. You know, I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. But this bitch put her hand on my thigh. So I'm sitting over here like, I'm really in a tough spot right now, bro. I'm like, I'm horny as hell, but I'm also scared as hell. Like, I'm in two, like, different positions right now. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? And I paused and I text him back. I said, hey, bro, like, can you, like, keep calm, like, for a couple minutes, bro? Just for a couple minutes. He like, why? I'm like, bro, I think I'm finna crack this bitch, bro. Like, I need you to, like, keep it a buck. Like, just keep it a buck. I just need you to play it smooth for me real quick. He was like, all right, man. So, okay, cool. I said, okay, all right. She got a hand on my thigh. We talking and all this. And she was like, do you want to go upstairs? And I'm like, yeah, let's go upstairs. You know, because it was like upstairs. Niggas was coming upstairs, downstairs, all the other shit. So I was like, okay, cool. I said, bring your little wet ass woods. She was like, boy, stop playing with me. Now she goes upstairs, shout the corporate. Boy, she had them buns, you feel me? So I'm sitting over here like, I'm finna do the dash. I'm finna dine and dash. I'm finna do this and get back out, right? So I go up into a little room with her, right? Go up into a little room. We close the door and all this shit. Like, and like the speaker downstairs in the main room was just kicking. So like it's playing a little tink. So she just sitting over there, like singing her heart out, you know, moving her hips and all this shit. So I'm sitting over here, like, yeah. So like I get behind her a little bit. She like, boy, you think this one, like, you know, the little juke jams that they used to have. I was like, nah, baby, I'm just that. You don't know about the juke jam. So Derek, no.
Derek don't know. He don't know what a juke jam is.
I don't have to have been at one to know what it is. I know what it is. Damn.
He said I read about it in a textbook. Okay.
He read it in the Chicago textbook.
Chicago, a written history of Chicago. I read the book.
What happens is teenagers used to go down to 87 the rink.
Oh my god. But nah, like, you know, so like she like all up on me, bro. So I'm sitting over here like, oh yeah, this gonna be it, right? We little slow grinding, slow dancing. Eventually she like sits me down on the bed, bro, and she started unbuckle a little bit. I was like, this could not be any better, right? She literally, you might have to blur this little part out. All right, bro. My head out fully like this, G. She finna put her lips on it, bro. Like, by like this far away. And why, since she's this far away, I hear boom, boom, boom. I'm over here like, what? I'm like, what? So like I get up. So like I'm getting up hard as hell looking for places to go. I'm like, what's going on? Right? Shorty busts through the door and like heads downstairs. But like I'm like, bro, I see one of the
redacted
come up. He come up, like Shorty come downstairs and she runs, right? Literally as soon as she comes downstairs and run, a moke up
redacted
come up. And he's starting like to do some Call of Duty shit, airing shit out. I close the door real quick because I'm like, I don't want to dive my dick out. Like, I don't want to dive right back. So I'm like, what the fuck am I going? What am I going to do, G? Fortunately, I don't know. Like, Josh, you know those things in Chicago, like where like some of those apartments that have those little wood stairs in the back of it, and the apartments and all that shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I open up the window. I see a little jump I gotta make. So like, mind you, dick still out. So I'm like, I open up the window, and I'm like, okay, cool. I made a little jump. Boom, hit the side because I don't want to hit my meat still. So like, I pull my pants up, everything, buckle up, and run completely down. Bolt all the way downstairs, and like I'm on 83rd, I sprint that bitch all the way to 83rd in Kingston, right? I FaceTime my boy real quick. I'm like, bro, where the fuck you at, right? Trying to make sure he okay. He was like, I'm all right, bro. Like I moved a couple blocks down, couple blocks or a little bit down Colfax. Like, where you at? I'm like, nigga, I'm on 83rd in Kingston. I'm like, bro, like you couldn't just chill for a minute? He was like, nah, that wasn't me. G, why her big brother came up in that bitch and had beef with us?
Redacted.
And he started to shoot the bitch up. So I'm sitting over here mad as hell. I ain't got horny for nothing. And he was my ride back home. So I'm asking him, like, all right, bro, well, you know, can I go ride with you and stuff? He's like, nah, bro, like, I gotta go head in the opposite direction where you staying. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm gonna go use my bus card, right? My bus card didn't work. So I had to walk home from 83rd. I don't know how many Chicagoans listening to this. Gee, I had to walk from 83rd in Kingston all the way back to 79th in Ashland. Y'all know how long, bro, that party, what time was that? About like 11:30? I think it was about 11:30.
Yeah, that's a scary ass walk.
No, it was about 11:30, G. I ain't get back in the fucking house until like 3. I had to walk that bitch. I was so mad, bro. I was so mad. And that's my crazy story.
I'm inclined to believe you only because of the length and the detail. Is it? However, I do have a couple questions here. Okay. All right. Question number one. Which Tink was playing?
What do you mean, which Tink? You talking about...
Which tape? Like, you know, one, two, three, like which?
It was a throwback, so they did one. They did one, yeah. Because it was about 2017. Did that album Over and After, did that one come out by then? Nah, it didn't come out by then, right? Because I think that was probably 2018. So I know that wasn't it. That definitely wasn't it. I wish that was. I would have definitely got my rocks off. But nah, it was like that Winter Diary shit. It was like that shit like niggas was fucking with back in high school. So, because they was playing all the old shit too by that time. Because it was like Finito. Finito was relatively new around the time. So it was Finito. They was playing Spenzo. They definitely had to play Lil Herb. They played Bibby. So it was like all the little throwbacks and mixed with the new shit. So yeah.
How far down was the drop that you made?
The drop?
Yeah, you said you out the window, you dropped on.
It wasn't that far. So the thing was when I opened up the window, so like this is me opening up the window. And like there's a little ledge right here, you know, that goes into the little like what you call that? What the fuck do you call that? When like you about to get ready and like go down the stairs, the little ledge or the little patio, whatever you call it, before you start to go down the stairs. So like there was nothing when I opened it, and I had to kind of stretch through it, but I didn't want to because I got scared as hell. So I was like, I can't be doing no little, let me grab this here. So I just jumped a little bit across. Was I being dramatic? Because it was like right there. Yeah, but niggas was scared they was gonna die. So I had to just jump that shit.
How long were you talking to the old girl?
How long was I talking to the old girl? Mm-hmm. Throughout the duration of the party?
Yeah. About like, if you had to just put a number on it.
Boy, my game was solid, bro. Like, I was in and out that bitch. That had to be I clocked in a decent 45, bro. Decent 45. Okay. And it probably would have took me longer if I did not say her brother's name. Cause she would have been like, "How the fuck you know me, Goofy?"
Right. Okay. Detective Derek, you any questions?
So you said this was around the time where you were transitioning from hanging out with, you know, you said as you called it, the wrong crowd.
Yeah. Cause this is during my DePaul days.
Okay. And you said this was a kickback?
Yeah.
What's your definition of a kickback?
Motherfuckers was in there drinking, smoking, playing music. It was a little bit of food, but not that many. You had shorty shaking ass. You had niggas posted up on the wall because niggas don't like to dance. That's about it. You had some niggas vibing. Some niggas went upstairs to crack some shorties. Some niggas went upstairs just to, I don't know, talk.
Okay. You had said something in the middle of your story that just caught me off guard. You said you had been there at the party or you had walked in and you said people were smoking. So if it's a kickback, but then you said hotboxing, you said y'all was trying to hotbox something. So no, like, what was that?
I was saying that like smoking at that point, I realized smoking does not get me high. Smoking just does not do it for me. Edibles do it for me. Why? Because I'm a fat bitch. I love to eat. Eating, if you give me like 20 edible cookies, I'm gone. But what I said was, if they hotbox it, in other words, for me, if they don't open up the windows or nothing like that, and it's just nothing but smoke and all that in the room, I'm gonna get high based off of the contact.
Got you. Okay.
So I was essentially smoking around them just to be cool with it. But I was also like, if I keep smoking, this whole place gonna be hotboxed a little bit, and I'm gonna get high. Okay. That's what I meant. Yeah.
You know, Jesse's life be so all over the place. I don't know whether this is true or false.
I'm dead ass telling y'all this.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I don't know.
Dead ass happened. I'm telling y'all this legit happened.
Jesse did used to hang out with, like, you know, we're gonna call them different types of people.
Oh yeah, Jesse used to have a gun. So yeah.
So like that part's believable. Like him being with
redacted
and everything. That's believable to me.
I think here's the thing. I think this scenario is believable, but I think the timing of it, like she was just about to, you know what I mean? And then someone's coming up the stairways. He sees them. Jesse sees them, but they don't see him. So he's able to close the door, formulate a plan, get out the window without anybody, you know, like, it's one of those, like, okay, like, things just happen to work out. Just, like, just at these, you know.
Just in his favor.
You know, like.
Yeah. That's also my thought process. It's, like, you got the parts where it's, like, okay. Like, you was at a kickback. You were with your friends. Talking to a girl. But then, like Josh said, like. He said niggas was in there doing Call of Duty, doing that. He happened to jump out the window at the right time.
Gee, it just started blowing shit.
I don't know.
And then it's a twist at the end that it wasn't even his man's. It was somebody else. Someone else that happened to be related to the old girl that he was talking to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. There's a lot of good storytelling things within this, which makes me think it's a lie. I don't know. It's a lot of storytelling going on.
You know, if you saw this in the movie, I'd be like, all right, that's a little bit too, like, cliche. It's a little bit too, like...
It's one of those, you know, Black Network, like, little movies that come on when you just at the crib. You're just watching it. You're like, I don't know what this is, but okay.
Nice little CW-produced joint, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, right.
Well, I will say this, a couple of things. Not too many niggas get lucky. That should work out in those type of predicaments. I'm gonna just say that. Y'all know what happened with me, you know, regarding my bus incident. And as I would have said that time with the bus incident, I'm gonna say with this time with this incident, I just truly have angels. I'm gonna just keep it a buck. I just got angels around me. So a lot of niggas.
I could believe that too, though. Not even on no funny shit.
I'm being dead ass. Like, I know, like, that's just like a Jesse, really, but it's like, nah, bro. Like, I really got lucky. Niggas really got lucky. Cause I was like, I'm not finna hide under the bed. Like, that's some, no. Like, I'm not finna do that. I'm like, I have to get out of there. Cause, like, bullets are flying. I don't know if it's gonna hit me, anything like that. So, you have to think quick. Also, if you go into a kickback late night over East, you better know how to get out of somewhere quick. Like, you just better know. So.
One more question.
Mm-hmm.
You say you're making your way home. What is the route that you took? Did you go from 83rd to 79th and then take 79th all the way down? Did you go from 83rd to Ashland and then take Ashland up to 79th and then that way? How did you get back?
So I went all the way to 83rd. I went to State, and then I walked up to 79th and State, and then just kept walking all the way down to 79th and Ashland.
All right, I believe that. I believe that. That's a long ass walk, but I believe that.
It's a long ass walk, but I had nowhere else to go.
Derek, what do you think?
I'm probably gonna hate myself because if he's lying, I'm gonna be so pissed. But I'm gonna believe it. I think this happened to Jesse. If he's lying, though, I swear to God, I'm logging off the Zoom call. If he's lying, I want to say I believe him though. I've been over what this will make me over two if I'm wrong, but I want to say that this actually maybe have happened to Jesse.
All right, Josh, what's your verdict?
You know, I've known Jesse for a long time. Jesse doesn't have a shortage of really wild, like, things that have happened. And I don't even doubt that this happened at this time, because this is 2017, so that's what? Is that sophomore year of college?
I think that's about sophomore year, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're a junior, it's 2018. Yeah.
So I could see Jesse still doing better in life, or being removed from that sort of thing, but also still knowing, having homies like that he still associated himself with. But it's all it's just the picture perfect storytelling aspect that gets me. He just escapes just in time, right? He like. This magical thing is about to happen to him. And then as soon, like, second before, it's like, boom, 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 you know, like. I'm going to call bullshit.
Is that everyone's final answer? Derek says he believes it.
Oh, this is. I hate this. I don't like this game.
Just call it
because if I go 0 for 2, I'm gonna be kind of pressed if I go 0 for 2. But dang, I don't know. But Jesse be having, bro, the amount of times that we
said this from the beginning. We said this even when we in the like pre-production meeting. That, like, Jesse's gonna be the worst.
The amount of times that we've been on FaceTime and like Jesse has told us stuff and like I'll look at him like
showed and proved.
No.
But I'm also, like, no. Sometimes I'd be like, Jesse, you just talking, bro. Like, stop. Like,
but some of the stuff that, like, if you think about some of the stuff.
I know. I know better than anyone.
If you told a random person some of the stuff, they look you like, that didn't happen. So it's like, I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to just stick with my initial answer.
I will say this. Like, when Josh does peep that I'm just talking just to talk, I do laugh a lot. And I just say, yeah, I am just bullshitting. I laughed, but I only laughed because how y'all was falling off the fucking chairs and stuff. Gentlemen, one of you are right. And that happens to be Derek.
Okay. All right. I can live with that.
That happens to be Derek, man. I told y'all this was really going to happen. Like, I did not waste no suspense. I said, this legit happened. I'm not playing no Jedi games. It's legit happening.
But Jesse, that's what you would say if you was playing Jedi games. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, I was playing, but you also know, like, I relatively can't keep a poker face too. So if I say, like, this is a, oh, you know, yeah, man, this is a, I'm telling the truth on this one. Like, I'll be laughing and shit. I did not laugh. I gave out a straight ass face and said, no, this legit happened. I'm not going to waste
that's
my time.
That's crazy.
The fact that that's one of your life stories, I don't know. When is your 30 for 30 coming out, Jesse? When is your documentary coming? Because I mean, we the streets need the doc at this point. We need the documentary.
The streets don't need it. I am a reform man. I am a community activist.
Well, you know, we'll scratch out the names in the doc. We ain't got to expose no people.
My God, fearing man. I'm a God-fearing Christian man.
That's a lie.
No, he did find God. He did find God at some
point. My God.
At the bottom of a Jack bottle. That's where he found
it. God. Wasn't Jack, I'll tell you that, but
It was some drugs. It was darker than that. It was some prescriptions. But anyway.
Oh.
Wow. Well,
yeah, Derek, you're a bad liar, bro. You gotta work on that, homie.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fun episode. Gentlemen, you guys got anything else to say?
I have nothing to say. I just know I'm gonna be listening extensively to my side of the story and saying, D Will, take this out, take this part out, put this part out. Yeah.
D Smalls.
Nah, man. Just wish I told a different story. Is all.
Thank you all for listening to the Give Me the Truth episode of the Ish Jokes Jokes podcast. So for Jesse Pink, for myself, for Derek Small, for D Will, thank you all so much for listening. D Will, thank you for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir.
It's too hot, Scorpio.
And, thank you to King Boy and Jay Allegier for the outro music. We will see you guys next time. Bye.
See y'all. Woo!
Jesus Christ.